to walk outside of the tchum. So if he only walked two amos outside the tchum, this is the last mission of the parak nun days and days. Like Rav Lezer says, his ladder walked back into the tchum. Gimel, let's say he walked three amos outside the tchum, then lo yikonis, he can't walk in. Is my lav, what's the svar from Rav Lezer? If you're two amos outside, you can walk back in. My lav, Rav Lezer letaimi, to yomav uhu biyem soyin. He's considered in the middle of the dalad amos. Of the zoy v'yarbo amos diyovulei rabbonin. Now if somebody walks outside the tchum on Shabbos, the rabbonin gave you four amos. You're only allowed to walk four amos. Now these four amos the rabbonin gave you is kaman d'mivloin domi. According to Reb Lezer, these four amos we look as if you're in the middle of the four amos. So really you have a right to walk two amos each way. Now if you walk two amos out of tchum, so you have dalad amos, and we put you in the middle, so you have a right to walk two amos. So since you can walk backwards two amis, by walking backwards you come into the first chum, that's why Reb Lezer says, even though you're exactly two amis outside the chum, you're allowed to walk in again. Because it's as far from havlo, it's like swallowed up. Since now that you're out, you have a right to walk backwards two amis, and that puts you back into the first chum, you get the din of the first chum. So you see Reb Lezer, even though on Shabbos you get yourself a new din, still if it's mixed into the first chum, you don't lose the first din. So the Gemara, Ukami Yukonis, Alma Avlois Chuminusi. You see, Avlois Chumin means something. Omale Rabba Barba Chonel Abaya. Omi the Reb Lezer, Kamoisifle, yes, Nakasha from Reb Lezer, Lamar. Omale Yin, yes, I can ask a Kasha from Moso. The Shemi Elimine Demar, that I heard, that Akan Lepli Rabbon Led Reb Lezer, Led Varashus. Rabbon only argue if you only go to Varashus. Avlo the Var Mitzvah Moidele, if you go outside of the Var. You hold naf memhei. Naf memhei yomer alef on top. It goes, v'chol ha-yoytzim la-hatzil is choyzrin lim-koyma. This is part of the Mishnah. That the end of the Mishnah said, oh, we'll learn the Mishnah, just let's see the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said before, Misha yotzev reshus. If somebody had a right to go out of the tchum on Shabbos, Moshe was a doctor, he had to go see a patient, he has the right to walk out of the tchum, v'yom ruloi kfar nasa maita. Then while he was traveling, they came to tell him, Mishno, the patient is healed already. We don't need you to go anymore. Where they tell him that he's not needed anymore, so even if he walked out of his original tchum, he has like a new tchum. Where he is now, Chacham gave him a new tchum of apayimama. Let's say his new tchum is swallowed up, is still part of the first tchum. Then alochriyas kilu lo yotzeh. Consider he never left his first tchum. So as a machlokes in the Gemara, does it mean literally he never left his first chum and he still has his first chum? Or even if he left his first chum, he went to a new chum, he went out, he went 3,000 amas away, but since the new 2,000 amas is included in the first 2,000 amas, he has both chumim. Then the Mishnah says, kol ha-yoytzim l'hatzel, anybody that goes out of the chum on Shabbos, I'm not to save somebody. The Moshe, the goyim come to fight, so you go to the army and you leave your chum to fight the goyim. When they get finished fighting, they're allowed to come back to their mokum. They're allowed to come back into the city to be kibnei mokum. Even though they went out to fight and they had a right to go out of the tchum, still they have a right now to come back into the tchum. So the Gemara says now, whoever went out on Shabbos to fight, to save people, and the Meili had a right, he had a heter to walk out of the tchum, when he gets finished fighting, he has a right to come back, to come back into the city. So the Gemara is Mashmal Chura V'Afilu Tuva. Even if he walked very far, he had to walk, let's say, 10,000 amas. So he walked way out of the Tchum Shabbos, he walked. Very far away, he had to go to fight. Still it's Mashma that when they get finished fighting, he has the right to walk back Mamash into the city again. He could walk back the 10,000 amas again back. For the Gemara Kasha, I V'Yamata Reisha, and the Reisha, the Mishnah said, Alpayim Mama V'Suloi. The Reisha, the Mishnah said that, called. They said, let's say a doctor went, he started to walk 5,000 amas out, and they told him there, we don't need you anymore. So the locker is, where he's told he's not needed, he only has a new tchum of alpayim amas, that's all. He only has 2,000 amas from where he is to walk all around him. But it doesn't say he has a right to walk back home again. So why is the safer say you do have a right to walk back home? In the Reishis Mashma, if you walk out of the Tchum, you only get a new Tchum, Apayimam, a new 2,000 Amis. But more not. And the safest Mashma, when you went out to save, even if you went
10,000 amas away, still you have a right to walk all the way back again 10,000 amas back home. Either way, she said, you only have a right to walk only a new alpayim mama, that's all. Omer Rav Yehudi, Omer Rav, she'choizrin bechli zayin, lin koimim. I tell you, it means to tell us that you're allowed to walk back with the guns, with the rifles. They went out to fight with the kli zayin on, they're allowed to walk, take it back. Satrashi. Satrashi, afilu tuva. Means Yosef me arba alpayim. Even if you walk more than 4,000 amis, is b'tmiyah. This is the kasha. I have your master race. You said at the beginning of the Mishnah that heicha d'loy mivloy and alpayim istlei v'suloy. When it's not muvla, if you walk more than 4,000 amis away, you only get 2,000 amis to walk backwards and not more. The Torah says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, loy teima afilu tuva. No, the safe of the Mishnah does not mean you went out. You went 4,000 amis out of tchum. If your taco went more than 4,000 amas away, you could only walk back 2,000. They gave you a new tchum. What's the mechidash of the Mishnah? The choizrin, that you could come back, it means b'kli zeinon. You're allowed to carry your rifles, your guns back with you. For lo yarmina, we don't say, kivon de nasa maisa. Once you already finished fighting, you finished the war, is yashlichu kli zeinon aleim. Just for now, throw away your guns. And don't be mechal Shabbos by walking back again with the guns. The time for us to come on. So maybe that's all the end of the Mishnah means. That in the case where you did not walk more than 4,000 amas out, you didn't walk more than where we give you new tchum now, your new tchum is muvlin the old tchum. So pshiti you're allowed to walk back home. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is you can even walk home with your guns. That's the teretz. For the Gemara, or my kusha, what b'chlav was the kasha to start off with? Maybe if you're going to fight to save, protect somebody, that's a bigger din. There, even if you walk 10,000 amas away out of your city, here the Rabbanim will make all. To say you're even allowed to walk back again 10,000 amas back into the city. Hey, it's the ratio the Mishnah is talking about. Sam, Mishiyotzer Brishus, you went as a doctor to save somebody, or a nurse went to help somebody, or else as Eidus HaChodesh, you wanted to see Levona. You had to walk outside the tchum in order to see the levona. So these cases, true, you have a right to walk out of the tchum. But when you walk out of the tchum, the rabbana will only make all. You have a new tchum where you are, not more. You're only allowed to walk now 2,000 amis from where you went off. You can walk back 2,000 and not more. The safe in the Mishnah, when you went to fight to save lives, maybe there were more make all. And there we say you can even walk back home. So Rashi, Dilma lahatzel shani. The Reish of the Mishnah, that's talking about Stam Eidus went to see the Levona. So in order to see it, they had to walk out of the Tchum, they walk further. Or a nurse, a midwife is going to help you give birth. But somebody went out to protect their lives from the Goyim. Let's be afraid, maybe the Goyim will come to run after you. Here it's a svar. You went out to fight, even though you went 10,000 amas out in the field to fight, when you get finished fighting as a big svarah, we let you come all the way back home again. Because if you're going to be stuck out in the field, maybe the Goyim will come and fight you again. So Melo Lahatzil is different. When you go to fight, then we'll make you walk all the way back home. So Bechlau, what's the kasha the Gemara is asking to see you in the Mishnah? The Seifa Lahatzil is different. And for the Gemara, Eli Kasha Hakasha. If you want to ask a stira from someplace else. The Tanan. We learned that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. For Rishoyne, Loihoyu Zosin, Mishom, Kola Yom Kuloi. Metchila, let's say Eidus, wanted Friday night, they wanted to go see the Levona. They thought they saw the Levona. Shaila, it's Rosh Chodesh or not. They didn't see it too good. So they started to walk out on the fields to see if they'd be able to see the Levona. And they walked more than the Tchum Shabbos. They went out of the Tchum to see the Levona. So Metchila Sadin, they didn't give them any kula. Wherever they ended up and they saw the Levona, the Rabbonim only gave them Dalad Amis. That's all. Loihoye Zozim Isham. They weren't allowed to walk out of the Dalad Amis Kola Yom Kulay. Later, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, he made a takona, Shiesh them Alpayim Am L'cho Ruach. No, it's about they went out for Rishus, the Eidus went to see the Levona, so they went out of their Tchum for Rishus, so Rabbonim will make up for them to give them like a new Tchum. Wherever they ended up, they have a right to walk Alpayim Amah from where they ended up. For Lo Elu Bovad Omru, not only were Rabbonu Mekul Eidus that went out the Tchum to see the Levona, El Afilo Chachoma, Habo Leilot, even if a midwife, went out to help Elisha give birth. fi habol lahatzum in agayis. So this is the kash now. And even if people went to fight, they went to war to save from the enemy, or min hanor, or else they heard the river was overflowing, or min amapolis, or else they heard the walls are caving in, and you went out to help them to save them, or else min adleka, there was a fire out in the fields, and you went out the way out in the fields, you went out to save the fire. All these cases, harehen ki ansheir. If you go into a new city, you have a locha like the ansheir of the new city. And about you walk now, you walk 10,000 amas on Shabbos to save the people from the fire, or to save the mapolis, or else here the kashrus, even in Agayas, master, you went to fight the enemies on Shabbos. Still, when you go into the new city, you become like the new city there, and you only have Alpayimam in the new city. The Sulay, but you're not allowed to walk back home. So that's what it says in the Mishnah, the Din in Rosh Hashanah. So it's a kash of Mal Mishnah here. Our Mishnah here in Erevin is Mashma called Hayoytza Mahatil. If you go out to fight on Shabbos, you go to protect somebody, then Chosim and Kaimam. Mashma, no matter how far you had to walk out of the tomb to fight on Shabbos, but once you got finished fighting, the Rabbanu will make you allowed to walk all the way back home. And here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's Mashma, no, you only have like a new tchum. You can only walk 2,000 amas from where you finished fighting. Say as the Stira. The Sulay. I, the Kashra is, V'yamarto, kol ha-yotze mahatzo, chayzen l'koymom, afilu tuva. This is the Stira. And now, Mishnah Erevin is Mashma, that if you go to fight to protect somebody, then no matter how far you walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, you have a right to walk all the way back to the original tchum. And here it's Mashma, even if you go minagayis, you go to fight the army, still, you only have a new tchum, that's all apayimama. Omer Avyudom Arav, she-chayzen b'kli-zayin l'mkoymom. I tell you, all our Mishnah means is not that you have a right to walk all the way back to home. No, we're talking about the Mishnah where you do not leave your Tchum Shabbos altogether. So what's the Chiddush of come back home? That you're allowed to carry the guns back home. I would think maybe you only carry your guns when you go to fight. But maybe after you finish fighting, you have to put the guns down and you can't carry them home. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, you're allowed to carry the Kli Zion Limkoyman. Yes, that's Gemara. Kiratanya, like there's a raya for this, like we learned. For Rishayna, that the Sefta, the Rishayna, how you manichin, klizainam, the day sasomach lechayna. Metchila, when the Yidin used to go out to fight on Shabbos, they had a right to carry the guns with them, as the kuach nefesh. But when they finished fighting, they used to put all the guns away in the first house of the city. When they came back into the city, hey, pshita, they didn't leave the guns out in the fields. Maybe the enemy will come and take it from them. So they had a right to bring the guns back into the city. But in the first house they would meet, that's the house they would put all the guns in. That's what happened with Chila. No pam achas hikiru b'moivim. The Goyim saw what happened. That what? That the Goyim put all their Kli, that the Yidin put all their Kli Zainas, all their guns, into one house. They rode for achrayim. So the Goyim ran after them. V'nichnesu lito Kli Zainam. And it was a small house, a small entrance. So the whole army started to run back into this house to get their guns. The nichnasu oyveihem achrayim, and the goyim came running after the Yidin. Docha kuzeh zeh, so the Yidin panicked, and they started to push one another in the small entrance to get into this house to get their guns. For horgu zeh zeh, and the Yidin killed one another by pushing, yoysim imash horgu oyvim, more than the goyim killed the Yidin. Is that the mice that happened? His voice is sure at this time, right after that, Chom made a takono, it says, Kinu the Chom then made a takono, She'yuchoizrin lim koimo beklizenum. That when they get finished fighting on Shabbos, and they have their guns with them, they're allowed to carry their guns back home. They don't have to leave it in the shortcut, leave it in the first house in the city. No, you're allowed to take your gun back home. Because Vait is still called the Tzorach Pekuach Nefesh. Because maybe the Goyim will come again to fight again on Shabbos, and you have to have your Kli Zayinim ready. So merely you have a hefta to carry their mamish all the way back to your house. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That kol hayotzim lahatzel, somebody went out to fight, to protect himself with guns, is chayzim l'mkoyim, they're allowed to walk back to the house with their Kli Zayinim. It's not a shayli you went out of the tchum. It could be you didn't even walk out of the tchum on Shabbos. It's not a Chiddush you could walk back in after tchum. But the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, you could walk back with your Kli Zayinim. In the case where you went out of the tchum, that's the din in Rosh Hashanah, that you can't walk more than a tchum Shabbos. Wherever you end up when you finish the war, you can only walk alpayim amah from where you ended off. So Rashi, menichim kli zeinam echizirosim abayis tachitzin shemaitzin chutz nechoyma. The first house they found outside the choyma, that's where they left their guns. There was a very narrow entrance into the house, so they even had to push one another. They killed one another. So Chum made a takona from here that you're allowed to carry your guns back to your house.
Yeah.
Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Omar, Lekash. He has another terrace. Lekash, this is not shver. I'll tell you, we have a stira. What an al mishnah's mashma. When you go to fight, you're allowed to walk all the way back home again if you want. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah's mashma, no. You only have a nutchum. You can only walk up high mama and not more. He has a terrace like this. Lekash. Kan shenotzchu Yisrael, eslumois oilam. If the Yidin won the Muhammad, they are stronger. So that's the din in Rosh Hashanah. That the Mela were not afraid if you stay outside in the field then. We won the Muhammad. So therefore you can't walk more than Apai Mama. That's all. Khan, our Mishnah in Erevin is talking about Shenotzchu Umasalim, Esatzman. Talking about that the Goyim are stronger than us. So maybe this one war, like we fought on Shabbos, we went out to fight. The Goyim ran away from us right now. But it's not the Pshat we won the war. The Goyim maybe are still stronger than us. They'll come back to fight us again. So here you have the svar. We can't tell you, you have to stay outside the fields on Shabbos if you only walk up high mama, because there's a gzera, maybe we're choshish. Maybe the goyim will come back and fight you again, and you'll be in the sakona to be outside in the fields. So our Mishnah says, you're allowed a chosen and koimam. You can walk all the way back home, even though it's 10,000 amis. It's talking about the Yidin are stronger than, the goyim are stronger than us. So Drashi, not chu Yisrael apayim basuloi. If the Yidin are stronger, the Yidin won the Muhammad, then we're not afraid if we tell the Yidin, you have to stay outside in the fields and you can't walk more than Apayim Amma. So you only have an Apayim Amma, that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah is talking about the Nitzchu Umas Olam. Choizun them Koimim Afilu Tuva. If the Goyim are stronger than us, and just now the war stopped, so then Apshita, you have to run back home as soon as possible, because then you shouldn't get killed again with the Goyim. So that's our mission. If you go out to fight on Shabbos and you get finished fighting, you're allowed to come all the way back home, even though it's more than the Tchum Shabbos. Om Rav Yudam Arav. Nochrim Shetzoru Ala Yorois Yisrael. You have Goyim that are coming surrounding the Yiddish cities. They want to start fighting with the Eden. Is Alocha and Yoitzim Aleim Beklizenom. You're not allowed to go to fight on Shabbos. Can't use your guns. V'yein Mechal Aleim Es Shabbos. You're not Mechalul Shabbos. Of course, like one Zach. In other words, you don't go to have war on Shabbos. Because you're going to have to be Mechalul Shabbos, you have to carry your guns and maybe kill and be over other Yisurim. So you don't go to fight Mechil on Shabbos. So if the Goyim just surrounding our Ayuris, we don't go to fight. So the Maritanyan Amiyoki have a right for this also. Nochrim Shetzoru. Is the Goyim surrounded a Yiddish city? We don't go to fight them on Shabbos. So that tomorrow now, the Medvah Mamurim, when do we say this? The Locher is Tishabo Aliske Momen. If the Goyim are only coming to take away our money, they want to rob money. So then even though they're surrounding us, we're not afraid maybe they'll attack on Shabbos, because even if they do attack on Shabbos, they're only coming for money, there's no Shalat Pikuach Nefesh. So just to save your money, you have the right to Mechal Shabbos. Avo Bo Aliske Nefoshes. But if the Goyim are surrounding our cities to kill us, to come to fight, not to steal our money, but to kill us, then the locker is Yoitzin Aleim V'Klizeinim. Then you're allowed to go and go out and fight them on Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with your klizeinim, with your guns. Or Mechal Aleim Es Shabbos. You can Mechal Shabbos. You can Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's Pekuach Nefesh. Since the Goyim are surrounding us, they may come any time now to fight with us, and they're coming to kill us. So what if they come to kill us? We're allowed to protect ourselves and go see if there'll be Mechal Shabbos or not.
Yeah.
You want to see? I will bo al this kind of poshas you yoytz aleim miklizeinim or mechan aleim to Shabbos. Then it could be mechal Shabbos. Vaytu v'ir hasmucha l'safir. What about you have a city that's right near the borders? You have a city that's near the borders. That's the then the locher is afilu loy bo al this kind of poshas. Even if the goyim are not coming to kill us, el al this kind tevin bekash, they're only coming to steal from us straw. Then yoytz aleim miklizeinim. Then we are allowed to go out to fight on Shabbos. We could take our guns, or Mechal Aleinu Es HaShabbos. There might be Mechal HaShabbos for this. Hey, since this city is not the first one outside, by the stopper, by the boundaries, by the borders, that's Pekuach Nefesh. There we're allowed to fight back and be Mechal HaShabbos. So Drashi, and Yoysen Aleinu, can we force to come on Kishavo Nochem Aliske Momen? If the Goyim are just surrounding the city to steal our money, we can't start fighting on Shabbos. lesaper atir shemavdeles ben gvul yisrael gvul umis. If you have the boundary, a city that's by the boundary is near the goyish cities, then yoytzin aleihem, you'll have to fight them even on Shabbos. Why? Tal shemu you could do. Maybe they'll capture the city. Umishom tehenoicharet lichavish lefneim. And when they capture this outside city, it'll be easier for them to go in to capture more in Eretz Yisrael, or to capture more of the cities. This is daima to pekuach nefesh. So a city that's by the boundary, no matter what the goyim are coming for, there's a shalat pekuach nefesh. Because true, they'll only steal the moment here, but they'll come to capture the city. Once they capture this city, it'll be an opening to capture more into the Yiddish cities. So a city that's by the boundary, that you have a right to fight even on Shabbos. Omer Rab Yose bar Menyumi, Omer Rab Nachman, Ubebovel, in Bovel is Kira Smuch L'Sapa Damye. Bovel is like a city that's near the Sapa, near the boundary. V'tigmur Nahardoi. And they said, which city in Bovel does it mean? It means Nahardoi. Nahardoi is the boundary near where the Goyim live and where the Yidin live. So if the Goyim come to fight near Nahardoi, you'll have to be Mechal Shams. Shrashi Tigmur. Ezehi Ir. Bovel, Devi Smuch L'Sapa, that's Nahardoi. The Eden lived on the second side. So this city, you're allowed to protect yourself even on Shabbos. Dorash Rebbe Doistoi Timin Biri. My Dichsev, what does the Pasuk in Shmuel say? V'yagidu l'dovid leimor hinei plishtim nechomim b'kilo. That the plishtim are coming to fight this Yiddish city of Kilo. V'heimor shoysim es agronis. The plishtim are only coming to steal the grunas, to steal the tfuah on the ground. Because they weren't coming to kill. The plishtim were only coming to steal the grunas, steal the tfuah, the wheat of the Yidin. Is Tonazot Gemara Kilom Ir Hasmuch LaSafer Hoysa. Kilo was the city near the boundary. Now this is going to be the reason why David went to fight them even on Shabbos. And even though the plishtim were only coming to steal Momin, they were only coming to steal the grunas, the tfuah, still it was mutter to Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's an ear, it's a city, hasmuch l'saper on the boundary. And a city on the boundary, that's the pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara, v'heim leibo el al iske tevin v'kash. How do we know the plishtim were only coming to steal the shtrua? The yachid, because the Pasuk says, v'heim ha'shoysim es agronis. They were going to take away, to steal the gronis, the storage of the tfuah. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Vayishol David b'Hashem leimer, and David asked from Urim and Turim, he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'elech, should I go? Ve'ekisi v'plishtim, should I hit, fight with the plishtim? Ha'elech. V'yemir HaShem ha'David, leich ve'ekisi v'plishtim, v'yashat es kila. Go and fight the plishtim, and go and save kila. Is the Gemara, Ma'kimi boile, what was David's suffix that he went to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he should go fight or not? Ilai mi'ishori yoser, if David HaMelech had a shayla l'alocha, is it mutter for him to go fight or not? And Mestan the first one, the pshat was on Shabbos. So the shayla David had a suffix, is it mutter to mechal Shabbos or not? Because the goyim were only coming to steal the tfuah, just to steal the money. So maybe for money, not mechal Shabbos. On the other side, since kila is an ear, hasmuchel esafir, is like daimit of pekuach nefesh, maybe it is mutter. Sif David HaMelech had this suffix, Fred Gemara, Harei Beis Dinoi Shal Shmuel Haramasi Kayim, that the Beis Din of Shmuel was Kayim. And anytime you have a shayla l'alocha, you're not supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask the Urim B'Tumim. You're supposed to ask the Dayan, like we hold Lo B'Shamayim He. So shayla and a psak halacha, you have to go to the Beis Din and not ask the Urim B'Tumim. So if David had a suffix, l'alocha, if he's allowed to fight or not, why did he ask the Urim B'Tumim? Like Rashi says, Omidi the Issa the Heter, Lo Mishayel the Urim B'Tumim. Not allowed to ask the Urim B'Tumim, a shayla l'alocha. A shayla l'alocha, you have to ask the Beis Din. So why didn't David go to the Beis Din and show Shmuel? Elos Lati Gemara Avada was treated to David HaMelech, you are allowed to go fight them on Shabbos. Why? Like our Gemara. Since this was a city near the Saper, near the boundary, it's like the Kuach Nefesh. So what did David ask from Hashem then? Eli Masliach Ila Masliach. That's what he asked from the Urim U'Tumim. Will he have Atzloch in this Mucham or not? They can only have a right for this Dichsiv. Leich Vekisa V'Plishtim V'Yoshato Es Kilo Shmamina. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him back, Vohishato, you'll be able to save, to protect Kilo. Mashma, that was David Sofik. Will I win the Mechama? Will I protect him or won't I protect him? Now Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him, yes, you will protect him. Therefore, David went to fight him even on Shabbos. So Drashi Vohishato, Alma Mevasu led in the Netzeach. A Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, you should know, you will win the Mechama. So therefore, that's the loch, like we're learning, if you have a city that's near the boundary, that you're allowed to fight even on Shabbos. Even if they're only coming for a moment. Here's the Mishnah. Mi sheyoshav baderech. Somebody was sitting outside on the road. The omad, and he stood up. The ro, harehu somach liyir. And he saw now that he's right near the city. He's within a tchum, 2,000 amis outside the city. Is hoyav loy hoysa kavanosa lekach lo yikonis. We're talking about now on Friday, this person was traveling. He had a long journey. The Mepharshim learned is talking about Taki, he had das to reach the city. The guy is mamish miles away from Los Angeles, and on Friday he started to walk into Los Angeles. And right before Shabbos, he was so tired, he sat down to take a rest. So by Bein HaShemosh, at the beginning of Shabbos, he was sitting someplace out in the field, and he did not know how close he was to LA. Then Friday night on Shabbos, he gets up, and he sees his mom is close to L.A. He's like 1,000 amas outside L.A. But Lamaist, at the beginning of Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes, he did not know that he was so close to L.A. So he did not have kavona to be kainish shvisom. My tchum should be like part of L.A. Poshli yoni adas, I should be kainish shvisa right here. So Remeho Zenechanami, he's only kainish shvisa where he is, and he could only walk now a payimama from where he's sitting, and not more. Even if this Alpayimama takes him into the city, he can only walk until the end of the Alpayimama, not more. Thus how to remain. Since he didn't have das to be kind of shlisa as part of the city, he doesn't have the din of the city. What? Yeah, that's only if you have das to be kind of shlisa inside the city. So once you have das to be kind of inside, then those cities could have lamas. But if you have das to be kind of something that we had din before, if you have das to be kind of shlisa or someplace else, and you have right to walk Alpayimama, even if your payimama ends in the middle of the city, you only could walk until there and not more. So that's here. According to Ramei, you have to have das to be kind of shvisa. So since you did not know you're close to L.A., you didn't have das to come in there, you're not kind of shvisa. We have Yehuda Oymen, no, you can't. No, it's not totally in his das. Like in the Svara, if he would have known about it, his zichah would have wanted it. So since he would have wanted it, just consider that's enough. That's Kainish shvisa. Is you can't, he has a din like the people of the city, and he's kind of shvisa inside, he can walk in. Rashi says, Mishi Yoshev Aderech, Lo Nuach, Shoyoyev, he was very tired. Lo Hoye Deyeshu B'tchum here, he didn't know he was in the Tchum of the city. V'chash V'chosh, V'chashech, and then it got dark. Shom, Lukishom, Roshu Samach Lier B'tchumom, Lekornis Lier, Lios Kan Shier, Ela B'mokom Shechashech, Lo Moide, La Paim Tzias Abeinis. We have Mokom Shechol Lekornis. That's a Meyashita. And if you don't know, you could walk inside. Baita, Oy, Yudha Mekornis, Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Hoye, it happened to Maisa once, V'nichnas Reb Tafrin B'lei Miskafin. That Reb Tafrin was outside the city before Shabbos, and he did not have kavanah to be kind of the shvisa as part of the city. Still, when he got up on Shabbos, he realized he was in the tchum of the city, and he had a din like the city. So Yehuda brings a riot to himself and the mitzvah of Reb Tafrin. So the Gemara Tanya, Omer Reb Yehuda, mitzvah of Reb Tafrin shoyim mahalach b'derech. He was walking on the road Friday, v'chashech aloi, and it got dark, so he sat down on the road. V'lon, Chutzlier, and he went to sleep even that night outside the city. As he did not know how close he was to the city, he thought Mestam is still very far away, so he went to sleep outside. Ulashachris in the morning, Matsu Roy Boker, the people that take care of the animals found him. Omrula Rebbe, so they told him, Rebbe, Harayir Lefonecha, you should know you're in the Tchum of the city. Your mamish less than 2,000 amas away from the city. He konais, come into the city. The loch was nichnas v'yoshev v'beis ha-medrash, enoch nami. So the ma'aseh was, Rav Tarfon Taka got up, and he went into the beis ha-medrash. V'doresh kol ha-yom kula, and he dashed in the whole day. So the churah tzaraya, that even though at the beginning of Shabbos, poshen he did not know, he was so close to the tchum, and he thought he'll be outside the city, still, l'ma'aseh, since he was in the tchum, afilu shloimi daitoi, we say it is kind of the tchum. And the Gemara Omru Loi, the Reb Meir, said back to Reb Yehuda, from here there's no raya. Misham Raya, Shema Beliboy Hoysa. Maybe Reb Tarfon Taka knew exactly how close he was. And he knew that he would be able to walk into the Tchum on Shabbos. That's why he's kind of the din of the Shvisa of the city. He knew about it. Oy, Beis HaMedrash Muvla B'tay Tchum Hoya. Or maybe Taka he has kind of new Shvisa. Wherever he is outside, he only has the right to walk in our Payimam and not more. But where did it say he walked to? He walked his Beis HaMedrash. Maybe his base of medrash was at the beginning of the city, which was in his tchum. So it's no riot to Reb Yehuda. Maybe the loch is like Reb Meir. He only has a new tchum from where he was sitting. He could only walk in al payimama, 2,000 amas, and not more. How did he walk into his Beis Medrash? His Beis Medrash was in the tchum of where he was sitting. So now there's no riot to Rabbi Yehuda. But Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you didn't have das, but Lalach is brought down, we're talking about in the case that you were trying to walk into the city. Josh, you did not realize how close you were. You thought there's still a long distance, and you're outside the city. But Louis Tzuyi didn't have a cloud das to walk into the city, then you wouldn't be carrying the shmiss of the city. Like if you have das to travel on, you want to go to a different city. Even though now where you rested, you're in the tchum of this city, since you have no das to go into that city, then you won't be carrying the shmiss. It's only a svara that really you want to get into LA. Just you don't realize how close you are. So to get like Shlomi Daito, he says as if you really want to go in, and it's about if you would know that you're so close, you would want to be kind of shvisa there. So we say you're kind of shvisa. So at the Mishnah, Mi sheyoshin b'derech. Somebody went to sleep Friday afternoon on the road. V'lo yoda. He didn't know where he went to sleep, how close he was to the city. V'lo yoda. Ad shecha shecha. Until it got night time, and then he woke up and he found where he was. Is the locha yesh lo yapayim amalocha ruach? You should know he only has apayim am to go all around him. Because here the case is the person went to sleep on Friday, so ben hashmosha the person was sleeping, like he had no das at all to be kind any shvisa at all. Still, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds he's kind of shvisa. He has apayim am from walk all around him. The chol maimrim no ain lo yelar bams. Hey, this is not talking about now where you're near a city. This is not the case. You're walking outside the roads. Your mama's in the middle of nowhere. And you went to sleep Friday afternoon. And you woke up on Shabbos night. So, Bein HaShemoshes, you were asleep. You didn't have das to be kind any shmisa at all. So, if Yechon Ben Nuri says, Shaloi mi daito, you also kind of shmisa, you have a right to walk up high mama. Chachom say no. Since at Bein HaShemoshes, you were asleep, you had no das at all, Hitaka not kind of shmisa at all. You only have Dalad Amos, not more. You can't walk out of your Dalad Amos. That's the Chom Shita. And Reb Lezer, why not? Reb Lezer says that you only have a Dalad Amos, where even these four Amos, where can you walk them? It means like right now where you are, you're in the middle. It means you can walk two Amos to the right, two Amos to the left, two Amos front, two Amos backwards. That's all. You can't walk four Amos one way. Like you're mamish in the middle of it, and you have two Amos all around you. That's Reb Lezer Shita. We have Yehuda Weimer, no? Li'ezer Ruach. So yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you have a right to choose which Dalad Amos you want. So when you have, you're in one point, if you want to walk straight Dalad Amos, you're allowed to walk these Dalad Amos, but then nothing more. You can't walk backwards the other way Dalad Amos. If you have your choice, which way you want to pick your Dalad Amos. Rabbi Lezer says no. The din is as if you're in the middle, and you go two Amos each way. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, you have a right to choose which Dalad Amos you want to walk, and once you choose it once, though, you can't change your mind. Like it says, Yehuda Oymer Ezel Ruach Sheyir Tzayelich, Avo Maida Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, Shem Biru Loi, once you choose which side you want the Dalad Amos to be, the Locher is Sheyni Yochol Achzaboy, then you can't change your mind now and decide, hey, I want the other side. You can't change your mind, anymore. Lohoyu Shinayim, let's say there are two people outside the city. Miktsas amoysev shozer v'toych amoysev sozer. He's right, according to Chachamim, that the only kind of Dalad Amos. His two people went to sleep outside in the field, and they went to sleep exactly six Amos away. Reuven is here, and six Amos away from him is Shimon. And they both went to sleep Friday afternoon, and they woke up on Shabbos. So according to Chachamim, they both only have a right to walk Dalad Amos. Slamaisa, Reuven here could walk four Amos this way. Shimon here could walk four Amos this way. So the Maisa, they went to sleep six Amos apart. So six Amos apart, if you could walk four Amos here, and he could walk four Amos here, there's last two Amos you both meet. There is a six Amos apart, so really there's three, each one could walk three Amos. So the fourth Amos they both can meet. There's one Amos where both of them can meet in. So Lachri is for Yishnayim. Miksas Amoisov Shalzer, Betoich Amoisov Shalzer, that the middle Amos, they both have a right to walk. He could walk four Amos this way, he could walk four Amos this way. So the fourth Amos they're both meeting. Is Allah Enochanami, is Nevi and Vyechlim Biemsa. They're allowed to bring food and they can meet together there and eat there. In that Amos, they're allowed to meet. And we're not afraid.